Okay, today's daf is Bechoras daf Yud Dalet. We are started the second parak yesterday. We are in Lokeach Ubar Paraso. We started the discussions of Bechor Behema Tahora. Bechor Behema Tahora, as we continue, we are on Yud Gimel Amabez. We'll start with Rav Ashi. I think that's where we are. The Gemara is in the middle of giving four different pshatim for the Brisa. If you remember, the Brisa in the middle of the Amud quoted the following. If somebody buys grutaos, which are chatichos kesef, pieces of silver from a non-Jew, and amongst them he finds idols, finds avodas kochavim, little psalim. So what is the halacha? So the Brisa said, if somebody, if he didn't pay yet and he did meshicha, then he has to give him back if he didn't pay yet. But if he paid already, and it sounds like if he did both, he paid already and he did meshicha, so then you're not allowed to give it back, you're stuck with it and you have to throw it to the Yam HaMelech. You have to throw it into the Dead Sea, meaning just give it away. So the question is, how does that work according to Amemar or according to Rav Oshia? We had a machlokas between them about what kinyanim work for a non-Jew. Does Meshicha or does Kesef? That was the machlokas. So how do they fit in? Because this brisa seems to relate to both of them, Meshicha and Kesef. So four different pshatim in the Amoraim, how to read the Gemaras. First we had Rava. Rava said both are a case of Mekartos, but the issue is it is a Drabanan. If you paid money already, does it look like, if you only get the difference back, does it look like a Jew having the idols? That was Rava number one, and that's why in the second case, we already gave the money, you have to throw it to the Yam HaMelech, because we don't want it to appear as if a Jew has Avodas Kochavim. Answer number two, that was Abaya, that's the last one we did yesterday. Abaya says, no, the difference is because in the first case, it's a real Mekartos, because he had no idea, he hasn't paid yet, and people don't really focus on what they're getting until they have to give up their money. Mashen Kane, in the Seifa, where he paid already, it's his fault. So therefore, it's not a Mekach Tos, therefore he throws the Avodas Kochavim to the Yam HaMelech. That was number two. Now we're up to number three. Rav Ashi Amar, about eight lines up, Midereisha Meshicha Eino Kone, Seifanami Meshicha Eino Kone. Really, says Rav Ashi, Meshicha is Lav Dafka. And really, says Rav Ashi, as Rashi explains, it's a case where he did not accept to be judged as the halachas of a Jew. B'shelo kiba olav ladud b'dinei Yisrael. And there's still not a question on Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia who says that kesef works because Mashiach is lav dafka. Va'aydi d'tana reisha mashach, tana seva nami mashach. Since the reisha says mashach, so too the seva says mashach. But really, kesef is the ikar kinyan. Okay, Rav Ashi says you got to read Mashiach as lav dafka. Ravina Amar. Answer number four, mid the seifa meshicha kona, reishanami meshicha kona, just the opposite. If in the seifa, meshicha is what is the key, so too in the reisha, meshicha is really what is the key. The reisha achikamer, what does the reisha mean then? It sounds like it's talking about money in the reisha. If you didn't give the money yet, you have to be machzir. So, my yachzir, yachzir bidvarim. What it's talking about is whether one is allowed to go back on their word. Really, Meshicha is the real Kenyan, and he was Mekabel to be Dan Bedine Yisrael, says Rashi, and still the Chiddush is that this person does not have to stand Bidiburo in his word. Ksavar Dvar Mieshba Mishum Mechusri Amana, generally one has to stand in their word, but that's only if one is dealing with a trustworthy person who would also stand with their word. Vahani Mili Yisrael Mi Yisrael, Dekaimu Bidiburayu. That's only Jew to Jew. Aval Yisrael Mi Oviko Chavim, Deinu Lo Kaimi Bidiburayu Lo. But Jew to non-Jew, who is not Mekayim Bidiburam, lo, we would not say this. Again, relate all the sources we said yesterday, which types of non-Jews are we talking about, Bizman HaZeh, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Teveris Yisrael, the Meiri and Baba Kama, all discussing that Bizman HaZeh, of course, one has the same exact halachas, lamaisa, between Jew and non-Jew in terms of Didi Mamanis, and therefore, this would not apply. This might be talking about other nations throughout history that did not keep their word. This comes up, it's been a very long time since we mentioned this, and that is, we know the Gemara at the end of Ksubis, the famous Gemara about the Shalosh Shvuos. The Gemara related to that the Satmar Rebbe in Vayol Moshe took very literally and halachically that the Jewish people are not allowed to come en masse to Eretz Yisrael until Mashiach comes because of the Shalosh Shvuos. Because at a certain time in history, based on Psukim and Shir Hashirim, there was a Shvua that the Jews would not come en masse, Shlo Yala Bachoma, and therefore he says, if a Jew wants to make Aliyah individually, wonderful. Some Rebbe writes it in his writings, right? One has to look at his writings to know what he held. Can't just trust others to express what he held. If you look at his writing, he says Eretz Yisrael is unbelievable and wonderful, and whoever wants to go there and feels like it's going to be spiritually uplifting and they should be there, go there. And it's a mitzvah to be there. But to go on math, that's what he was against. That was one of the shvuas. But based on this gemara, the ruba of the achronim assume that that gemara is not binding. Number one, it's agada. It's not a halacha. Number two, the Meshech Chachma says in a letter that it's not called, we're not violating the shvua. Once there was the Balfour Declaration and we were allowed to create our own state, so then it's not called shelo yalu b'choma. It's not going on mass against the other nations. But number three, Rosh Shlomo Kluger writes in his Haggadah, and that's what's related to this. Rav Shlomo Kluger says it's a package deal. You have to look at the other shvuas. One of the other shvuas is that the nations of the world do not subjugate us too much. Says the Rav Shlomo Kluger, it's Maisi de Yotzer, that's the name of his Haggadah, that if there's a package of shvuas between two parties and one side violates their oath, so the other side is allowed to violate their oath also. They're also, once they were not Kaimu Bidiburayu, the Lashon of our Gemara, so then all the shvuas are null and void. Lines, I'll read it to you in the, I was going to tell you what line it is, but you don't have it. Mikal makom, ro Yisrael, lizok al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vizoku Yosef, midai, vidaku al HaKeitz, lakarmo shlo bezmano. Imkein, v'chulu, he continues, kemo shehishbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Yisrael shlo yitchoku al HaKeitz, hishbi HaSa'umo shlo yitchoku at Saras, al Yisrael Yosef, midai. V'yanan kai malon biyaradeya, reish lamed vav, im nishbu shnayim zeh keneged zeh, im echad over al HaTnai, gam chaveru pater. Lakach, imoha you over my Mitzriyim al Shvua son, laharbos alayim ashibud, if the Mitzriyim wouldn't have violated, so then Bnei Yisrael wouldn't have allowed to be tochek v'keitz. But once they violated, so too were allowed to violate. So if that happened one time in history, the same principle should apply later, of course, after Rachman al-Islam World War II. But that is Mishani b'Dibraya. Those are the types of nations that we are talking about. Okay, Adkan, the sugya of Kinyanim. So we've got to remember it. Bechoris Yud Gimel, beginning of the second parak, is the sugya in Shas about Kinyanim with a non-Jew, related to Bechor, related to Chametz. Okay, usually Yud Gimel Nisan is when everything is, Yud Gimel Yudal Nisan is when everything's related to, right, when for the Chametz, so maybe one could remember it that way. Okay, says the Mishnah, Kol HaKadshim Shekadam Mum Kavua Lekdeshan. So we're about to mention a unique halacha to Bechor, that's why this is here. Any hektish that had a mum kavua before it was hukdash, I'm makdish my animal. And when I'm makdish it, it had already had a permanent mum in it. It had a mum kavua, so then there's already a chisaron in the hektish. And the animal does not achieve kedushas haguf, because it has a mum kavua. Vinifdu, and then the animal is redeemed, so then it is basically a chulin animal, because it never had kedushas haguf. If an animal has kedushas haguf, as we'll see in the seifa of the Mishnah, so that even after it's redeemed, there is some remnant kedusha. And for certain halachas, we'll see what the nafka mina is. But if an animal doesn't have kedushas haguf in the first place, so then once I redeem it, then it is as if it was never kadosh. Chayavin bibechora. This animal would be chulin. And therefore, if this animal has a baby, I would have to give it, treat it as a bechor. Ubimatanos. It's like chulin for his role of chayayim and keva. For matanos. The yotzin lechulin li gazez v'lei aved. And it goes out to chulin to get sheared and to be worked. Right? It's chulin. That's unlike a regular case of suliyam mukdashin. Vladan v'chel ban mutter. If they have a fetus, if they have a baby, and a chalvan, right, their milk, so a mutter. It's not called hektish. La'achar pidyonan. All these halachas apply after they are redeemed. V'hashochtan b'chutz pater. If I shecht any of these animals b'chutz pater, Rashi quotes second skinny line, afilu kodem pidyon. Even before it's redeemed, it's not chai for shchut echutz. Why? Because shchut echutz is only something that's roi li shachet bifnim, as we learned at the end of Zvachim. But if it's not roi, if something only has kedushas damim, and I shecht it bachutz, I'm not going to be chayiv. Ve'ein osen tmura. And there is no tmura created by this animal. The Gemara will explain the reason. But again, because this doesn't have inherent kedusha, so therefore it cannot create a substitute animal for kedusha. Ve'im meisu, and if it died before it was redeemed, yipadu, I'm still allowed to redeem it. Even though usually we don't redeem kachim for what's called laha achilon leklavim, if I'm not going to be able to get benefit from it besides giving it to my dog, but here one is allowed to because it didn't have original kedusha to begin with. Rashi quotes, Visuka Mashmalan, right across from where we are, the Gari Mishar Kachim. It's worth from other karbanos that are Kedusha Zaguf, She'e Niftin Elachayin, She'yuchlu Lamur Bifnei HaKohen, V'shas HaRachasan. The usual halacha is that you're not allowed to redeem something unless it could stand up and be redeemed. If it can't stand up, it's already dead, so then it's not redeemable. So that's only true by Kedusha Zaguf, as we'll see. But by here, by Kedusha, where it only has a type of Kedusha Zdamim, so then it can go straight to chulin. That is all true by these animals that got a mum kavua before their hektish. Chutz min ha-bechor min ha-maiser. That's why this is here. Except for bechor and maiser. If when a bechor is born, it already has a mum kavua, it still has kedushas bechor. And it belongs to the kohen, mamonah shel kohen. But it still has the status of bechor. And therefore, it has the same halachas, and it's not considered chulin. It still has to be given to the kohen and meiser as well. If I put it through my put it through the fence, it's the tenth animal. Even if it has a mum, it still has the status of meiser. There is a piece in Rabbi Yosef Engel that we mentioned a week and a half ago, which has to be mentioned again. I went through it a little more, and that is in the Lekach Tov in Klal Tes. Rabbi Yosef Engel talks about, if there is ever a factor, which if the factor had existed beforehand, it would prevent a certain status from occurring. And the factor comes now. Once the status is here, does that ruin the status? Is there a connection, he says, look over Shas. Is there a connection between factors starting once a status occurs or factors starting to prevent a status? Is there a connection between those two items? Where does that ever come up? So it is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos and Maseches Yevamos Daf Mem Tes. That's his starting point. Rashi seems to say, there's a line there, let's say a man lives with his wife after she was Mezana. Eishes Zinsa. So the halacha is, the Gemara says there, that the Vlad is not a mamzer. Hakol modim, even though usually by nisr kares, there is, the vlad is a mamzer, there are two exceptions to the rule. Nida, if a man lives with his wife when she's a nida, it's an nisr kares, but there's no mamzerus. And sota is an eshezish zinsa. If, what we call sota is eshezish possibly zinsa. But the Gemara also calls a regular eshezish zinsa a sota. So the Gemara says there in Yevamos Beptes, the vlad is not a mamzer. Why? Why is there no vlad mamzer? The Gemara says, Nida de hatafsi ba kedushin. The vlad is not a mamzer because, after all, you can marry a nida. There's tfisas kedushin. There might not be tfisas nisuin according to the Rambam. There's tfisas kedushin. Rashi says right there, upirish Rashi de ha afla akher shezinsa, or by sota also, even after she's mizana, says Rashi, the kedushin that she had isn't paka. Rashi says, how do you know there's tfisas kedushin by Anita and Asota? Because you know that their original kedushin has not evaporated. What do you see from Rashi? There's a connection between original tfisas kedushin that's not ruined now, and can you get married now? Rashi says, the fact that the original kedushin has not evaporated teaches me that if you want to get married right now, it would also work. There's a connection. You wouldn't be able to get married right now, that would also tell me that if you had been married, the marriage would dissipate by itself. That's what Rashi seems to say. Tosfos says, what are you talking about? What's the connection? You might say that if you were married already, then you're married, but you still can't get married today. So Rashi seems to connect it. So where else do you see this? So classic. You gotta put all Shas together here. So first, Asman Daraisa says, hey, we had this machlokas in the first parak. Remember, we had a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, was there kedushas bechor in the midbar? Rabbi Yochanan there said on, if you remember, on Davdalad Amabez, back in the first parak, Rabbi Yochanan said, I read you the line. Rabbi Yochanan says, Hanach de meikaranami paka le kedusha sayu. Rabbi Yochanan says there can't be kedusha on animals born right now, because then the animals that had kedusha would lose their kedusha once they come to the midbar. And Rabbi Shlakish there said, no, there's no connection between the two. But Rabbi Yochanan had a connection between them. So you see, according to Rabbi Yochanan, holds like that Rashi. There's a connection between prevention of a status versus breaking of a status. So what does that have to do with us? Before we get back to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, so Rabbi Yochanan Zemengel says, this Mishnah seems to be Mefurish against Rashi. Because the Mishnah says, if there is a Mum Kavua before Hekdish, so then that prevents the full Kedushas Aguf. Even though we're going to see in a few minutes, and as we know, what if the Hekdish precedes the Mum Kavua? So that it has Kedushas Aguf. Why don't we say, according to Rashi, if this factor had existed before and it would prevent it, so now that it has it, it should break it. But we don't say that. We don't say if an animal of Kachim gets a Mum Kavua, the status vanishes. So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, this Mishnah seems to be against that Rashi. Amayel, das Rashi, ra'ui, shekemoshe mum moneya chidish hakedusha, l'dvarim ha... Hanishnim sham kain behemas hektish she nolad ba mum roi she yafkia mum esakdusha linya dvarim haim v'tzarachin. Okay, he asked that. But what's fascinating is he says there's a triple lishitaso Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We just had number one in Daftalin and Bechoros, right? Whether there's kedusha for the Bechorim in the midbar, and you relate that to the ones that had kedusha before. Then he says another one. It's a machlokas in Nazir Daftezayin. What if there's a Nazir in a cemetery? And he says, or a potential Nazir in a cemetery. And he says, I want to be a Nazir. He's in the middle of a cemetery. Is he a Nazir? So who remembers? Nazir Tezayin. I don't. Says Nazir Tezayin of a base. Itmar. Misha Nazir Mubabes Akfaris. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Naziris Chala Alav. Rabbi Yochanan says he's a Nazir. He's a Nazir. He's a Tamei Nazir, but he's a Nazir. And Reish Lakish Amar a Naziris Chala Alav. Why? What's the Svara? Rabbi Yochanan says, what's the Svara? And Rabbi Yochanan explains it. Because we know if you're a Nazir and you go into a cemetery, what happens? So you're a Tamei Nazir. Your Nazir is in Puck. You're Tamei, and you have to go through the whole process, and you have to start again. But you're still a Nazir. It doesn't ruin the status. So if it doesn't ruin the status, it must be that the status could exist even if it starts right now. That's why Rabbi Yochanan Lashita also has to say, you are a Nazir in the cemetery. Reish Lakish, and why? Because according to him, if it's true that you're not a Nazir, so then if you would walk into the cemetery when you are a Nazir, the whole thing would dissipate by itself. But you don't say that, so it must be you are a Nazir. And Reish Lakish says the two are not connected. And therefore, it could very well be that you are not a Nazir if you start it now. Masha'en Kein, if you would be a Nazir, it wouldn't break it. So that's a Lushitaso that he says. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish b'emes b'hai svar k'mifligi. Rabbi Yochanan tzavir like Karashi in Yavamas. The Danin, Hafkaas Chalos, Mehimonis Chalos. That's his Lashon. Hafkaas Chalos, Mehimonis Chalos. Breaking versus preventing. The Alkein, Memela Hokach Lisbar, and therefore you have to say, it's Chal, Bebesak Faris. Bidein Aziris, Nifkai, De Tumas Meis, and Mishlakas is otherwise. He does say at the end, this has got to work hard to fit this one in. He says, maybe the Machlokas is about Chasishir. Rabbi Yochanan Mishlakas also fits into this Machlokas. He fits in a few Gemaras together. I'm not going to go into it now, but he tries to say it's a triple. Lishitaso, according to Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Either way, our Mishnah is Mefurish, sounds against that Rashi. In Yevamos Memtes, because our Mishnah says, if a Mum Kavua comes after the Hekdish, so then it doesn't break it. Even though, if the Hekdish comes first, so then if the Mum Kavua comes first, it would prevent it. Okay. Either way, can't learn this Mishnah without that Asmin Daraisa. Klal Tes. This is the first half of the Mishnah. If you amakdash it before, it got a Mum Kavua. Second half, fifth line, V'kol shekadam hekdashin as Mumon. But if you amakdash it before, the previous case was Mum Kavua came first. So now this is the case where Hekdash comes first. V'kol shekadam hekdashin as Mumon. If you amakdash it before, it got a Mum. O Mum Over lehekdashin. Or it has a Mum Over. A temporary mum that does not prevent kedusha uli achar mikan nolad mem kavua, and then afterwards, while it was hektish, it got a mum kavua v'niftu, and then you redeem it. So that's psulei mukdashim, and therefore p'tur min habachor min hamatanos. Then it still has the status of hektish for certain halachas, and it is pater from Bechar and Matanos, the Einan Yotzen Lechulin Legazes Veleaved, and it does not chulin, you cannot shear it, you cannot milk it in the regular ways. Vladan Vechelban Aser, its babies and Vechelban, the milk is Aser. We'll have to see when the baby was born. La'achar Pidyonam, and this is all even after it was redeemed. We say that it is does not achieve, it retains its hekdesh status. V'ashochtan b'chutz chayiv. And if you're shochetin b'chutz chayiv, before it was nifteh. Because this is something that is ra'oi lishochet and to be brought b'fnim. And it has full kedushas aguf. Right? Full kedushas aguf. Aye, but what do you mean? Could you be makavit? I thought it got a mum kavua. So Rashi says, dokin shiv ayin. So one of those mumin that according to at least some Tanaim, if you brought it up on the Mizbeach, lo yered. You're right, not lechatchila, but that's enough for shkut echutz. Va'osin, finishing up the Mishnah, va'osin tamura, and there is tamura created from this animal, ve'imesu yikavru. And if it dies, it cannot be redeemed, it has to be buried, because it has kedushas aguf, and it needs ha'amada v'ha'aracha, and one would not be able to redeem it. Oh, important Reb Chaim. I don't think we've ever mentioned this, Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, what is the reason? It's in Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach. Why isn't Kedusha Chal, full Kedusha Chal in a Baal Mum? Right, that's what this Mishnah is about. Why isn't, if I have a Baal Mum, Kavua, it's not Chal. But ask Reb Chaim, it's Chal and a Baal Mum over. What's the difference? Right now, neither of these animals can be brought as a Mizbeach, as a carbon. So why should there be a difference? If the reason that Kedusha is not Chal, the reason that Kedusha is prevented, is because you can't be makar of this animal, Mum, but it has a Mum, so why should it be Chal and a Mum over? So it can't be simply that, if you can't be makar of an animal, therefore it doesn't achieve full Kedusha's aguf. No. It says Reb Chaim, it must be a deeper halacha, and that is anything that is not subject to Pidyon could achieve Kedusha's aguf. That must be the rule. And anything that is, that you could foresee that it could be redeemable, it could have pidyon, so then that's not going to achieve kedushas aguf. So if something has a mum kavua, so then it's going to be redeemable. Yesh lo pidyon. Yesh lo pidyon means it's not going to get kedushas aguf. If it has a mum over, temporary mum, right now you can't be back of it, you're right. But it's not going to be redeemable because it only has a mum over. It's going to get better and therefore it's going to achieve kedushas aguf. So no pidyon, that's why. Says Reb Chaim, Yesh lomar shnei ta'amim, ha'ech why kedusha is not chal on a baal mum, ha'ech on mishum she'ino roi lo mizbeach, v'yalkein lo chayli kedusha alei, v'otam acher, mishum ta'akayim alon, t'kol she'akoshi aguf niftan adei mum, because all kedushas aguf niftan adei mum, v'yemkein ha'nimsa d'kishem magdisho havidavar she'yesh bo pidya, v'yalkein lo mikri kedushas aguf. It can't have kedushas aguf assumes ein lo pidyon. That's part of the definition of kedushas aguf. This is eternally belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, Hekdash. If it does not eternally connect it to the Mikdash, that's part of kedushas aguf. It's not that it's just hukrav on the Mizbeach. Kedushas aguf means it's eternally connected to Kachin. If not, that's not kedushas aguf. So kedushas aguf hu, davar she'ein lo pediya. V'hacha kivan di'esh lo pediya lo mikri kedushas aguf. And his raya is our Mishnah. Is our Mishnah. Because you see that even if it has a mum over, it could still achieve kedushas aguf. So it can't just be from the fact that you're not able to bring it as a carbon. Avavada dimitzad etzem hapsul shapra v'chayel kedusha aleha ela da'adin pidiya mafkiya l'kedushas aguf v'yemkein mikri davar sheyachol l'akdisho b'kedushas aguf ela dika din pidiya hamona aso. The din that it can be redeemed is what is preventing it, and that's the chiluk mum over mum kavua. The mum over less than pidiya. And it continues, that's the Reb Chaim in Hilchas Yisurei Mizbeach. This is quoted by his Talmidim as well. Reb Chanan quotes this Reb Chaim in Kovetz Ha'aretz Simin Nun Dalid to explain various other halachas about Temura. Why by Temura is an animal, even Kedushas Aguf, even if it ever gets a Mum Kavua, it still could create Temura. Kedushas aguf, a carbon, a regular carbon that got a mum. It could create kedushas aguf. It could create temura. Why? You can't be makrovit anymore. No, the answer is because there's still no pidyon. And if there's still no pinyon, it retains its kedushas aguf, and that's what's required for asiyas tamura. If you say it just has a din of, can you be makar of this mizah animal? No, but no, once it gets a mum, you know, can't be mukrev anymore. So Reb Chaim, Reb Chanan says, no, that's what Reb Chaim said. Kedushas aguf is not only defined. Part of the element is, it's going to be on the mizbeach. But the deeper element is, dover she'ein lo pidyon. That's the definition of kedushas aguf. Okay. There are a number of mitzvos, you know, Bezron will come up with a mitzvah here in a couple of months, related to the Isra of Balmum. And we think of Balmum, you can't bring a Balmum in the Zbech. But there's a number of mitzvahs. Number one, there's a mitzvah of, you can't bring a Balmum into the Heichal. That's mitzvah Reish Ayin Zayin in the Chinuch. Then you're not allowed to be Makdish a Balmum, Reish Pei Hei. You're not allowed to be, you're not allowed to put a mum into a carbon, Reish Pei Zayin. You're not allowed to, there's a mitzvah say to bring a carbon that doesn't have a mum. That's Tamim, Reish Pei Vav. So you can't be Zorik the Dam of a Baal Mum. You can't Shech the Baal Mum. All these are separate. You can't be Maktu the Imurin of a Baal Mum. All these, there's like five or six mitzvos of the 613 that all relate to Bali Mumin in Parshas Emor. So we'll see if we have time at the end. We will maybe go through each of them. Okay, I know, you laugh. Says the Gemara, Taima de Niftu. The reason that all these halachas apply, and that there is a chiyuv of Bechorah, right back to the Reisha, right, the halacha where there is a mum kavua before the hekdish, the reason that it's chayiv in Bechorah, it says v'niftu in the Mishnah, so Taima de Niftu. Halo Niftu, if it wouldn't have been Nifta yet, and it still is in the world of hekdish, albeit kedushas damim, but it must be b'terumin abachar minam matanos. It must be his pater before it's redeemed. Kasavar, the Mishnah must hold kedushas damim madchem in abachar minam matanos. Kedushas damim is enough to push aside bachar and prevent the chiyuv of bachar and matanos coming in. Even with kedushas damim, once you redeem it, then it does have it. But while it is belongs to hekdish, it is still kedushas damim, and therefore it is pater. Okay, Gemara. Oh, before we just move on, just two Reb Chaims today. I cannot do the other Reb Chaim. There's another Reb Chaim, and then we'll move on. The Torah Zroim, one of the Reb Chaims Talmidim also, in the beginning of Meiser Sheni, he discusses, based on our Mishnah, he says, because we're going to do another piece, and hopefully we'll get back to this. Let's continue for a minute first. Says the Gemara of Yotzen Lechulin, the Mishnah says that once you redeem the kachim that have a mum kavua before it's hektish, that it does not achieve kedusha, and it goes out lechulin, period. So taima de niftu, halo niftu, asir begizim avoda. Not only would it not have a chiyuv in Bechor, but also it would still have an iser begizim avoda. Right? Before you redeem it, even though it only has kedushas damim, misayle Rabbi Eliezer da Amri. This proves Rabbi Eliezer who holds kachi beda kabayis asur begizu avoda. Kachi beda kabayis is asur begizu avoda. Right, not only kedushas aguf that was nifsal and you redeemed it, but even kachi beda kabayis has an isra of giza and avoda. So doesn't our Mishnah prove that? Because our Mishnah says only if it was nifda can you do it. So the Gemara answers Amri lo. Maybe there is a difference between the two cases, between our case of an animal and regular bedek habayis. Amri lo. Kedushas damim lamizbeach, hu demichlefa bekedushas haguf lamizbeach, gazru buhu rabbanan. Our Mishnah is not a raya to the general principle that kedushas damim would be subject to giza uba avoda. Why? Because our case, It's an animal that looked like it was going to be for the mizbeach. It wasn't stomped regular kedushas damim. It was kedushas damim lemizbeach. That's our Mishnah would be a case that would be mixed up with kedushas aguf lemizbeach, and that's why there's a gzera there of iser begiza uba avoda. But avokachi bedek habayis, but general kachi bedek habayis, maybe you wouldn't say that. You wouldn't say that it wouldn't be similar to a regular kedushas haguf case, and therefore there would not be a iser of giza ba'avoda in that case. Possibly. Ask the Shita Mukubetzes right here on the side. Oz Gimel v'yim tomar pshita. Given the kedoshim, hey, what's the havamina? What's the chiddush? What does the Gemara say? Ah, before you redeem these animals that have Kedushas Damim status, you're not allowed to shear it. It's hektish. What's the Havamina that I would think that it only applies to Kedushas Aguf? Answers the Shida B'Kubet says, Yesh Lomar, Sha'afilu Kona Hagiz of Avodim and Hektish. First answer, even if you bought the rights of shearing from this animal, it's still usher. Let's say I gave the base of Mikdash, I didn't buy the animal, I didn't redeem the animal, but I bought the rights to shear this animal, so that also is usher. That's the Chiddush. Even if you buy the rights, you still, it's still called a Hektish animal, and therefore you cannot shear it. Va'od Shamati, and another Pshat, Demairi Deles Bashav Epruta. What if you shear less than a Shava Pruta? There's no Isser Mi'ila less than a Shava Pruta. So this Makar is telling you there's still an Isser. Still an Isser, even if it's Pachos Mishave, Pachos Mishave Pruta. Okay, 2 days in the Shibu Kubat says what the Chiddush is of the Gemara, that even before it's redeemed, there is an Isser of Gisa Ba'avoda. Period. Says the Gemara, continuing, Vlada Mechal Ban Motor, Vechulu, in the case, again, of the Resha, where the Mum Kavua was before the Hektish, so then when you redeem it, it's totally Chulin, and therefore its milk, its baby, is Mutter. Hechidami, what exactly is the case of the baby that we're talking about? When was the baby born to this animal that had a mum kavua before it was hokdash? Ilema di abar v'isyale la'achar pidyonan pshita chulin inhu. If we're talking about a case where after you redeemed this animal, then it became pregnant and had a baby, then obviously its mother was chulin when the whole thing started, and if shvur chulin, that can't be the chiddush. Ela di abar l'fnei pidyonan. It must be that the animal became pregnant while it was still hektish. V'isyale la'achar pidyonan. And had the baby after Padiya, that's the Chiddush, that animal is Chulin. Mashma, Halaflei Pidyonan Asiri. But this is Mashma then, that let's say this animal that was Kedushas Damim had a fetus, had got pregnant with a fetus while it was Hektish, that would be Usser. Would be Usser, even though the mother is only Kedushas Damim. And then the Gemara asks, how do you redeem this? When are you allowed to redeem this baby? Niftin tzvimim, only niftin tzvimim. The mother had a mum before it was hukdash, and therefore you can redeem it, even though you generally have to wait for psuli amagdash. This already had a mum kavua beforehand. But this baby doesn't have any mumin on it. But it came from what's called kedusha dechuya. So do we say that the baby can also be redeemed before it gets a mum, or does one have to wait before it gets a mum, until it gets a mum? There is a... just a question, there is another permutation that the Gemara does not mention. And that's what the Sfas Emes brings up here. What happens if you are makdish a behemah mu'uberes? If it was already pregnant before you were makdish it. That case or not, the Gemara speaks about everything happened while it was kadosh, everything happened afterwards, or it started when it was kadosh, and ended after it wasn't kadosh. What happens if it started beforehand? You were makdish a behemah mu'uberes ba'alas mum. What about that case? Says the Sfas Emes, Nire Lashon HaGemara, Devlad Mikriv Karvi. I think that case, the animal would be able to be hukrav as a karban. Shari Hikdish Havlad Atzmo Gamkein. Vahu Iker Karban Velo Tafel. Because when you're makdish a pregnant cow, so you're makdish two things. You're makdish a cow and it's ubar. So the cow is a problem. But the baby doesn't have a problem. The fetus is not a balmum. So therefore, the Sfas Emes says, I think in this case you would be able, according to the Shita that says Kedusha Chala Ala Ubrin, as he says, you would be able to be Maktriv this, that baby, that if it was from before to during. But anyway, but this question that the Gemara asks is, Lifnei Pidyonan, before it's Pidyon, it is Usser. Just, I didn't do the Rashi, important Rashi on the bottom. Before Pidyon, again, what case is the Gemara talking about? It became pregnant when it was hektish, and it gave birth when it was hektish, that would be usser. Rashi says, it would be usser b'hana before you redeem it. You wouldn't be able to be makriv it, actually, because, bottom line, d'mikoach kedusha d'chuya asu, d'imam l'huktish l'mizbeach, you wouldn't be able to be makriv it, but the question is, does its isser hana'a apply only until it gets, all the way, you only got to be poded after it gets a mum, or even before it gets a mum, because it comes from Kedusha Dechuya. So Tashma, let's see. Says the Mishnah, Matvis Bali Mumin Kavu and Lagabi Mizbeyach, if somebody is Matvis a Balmum Kavu, it's an Isidaraisa, as we just said. If you're Makdish a Balmum to the Mizbeyach, the Yodu, and then the animal had a baby, Yimachru, the Ain, Srichan Mum, there it is, Beferish. If you have the Makdish a Balmum, the baby, you do not have to wait for the animal, for the baby to get a mum. She'ain Kadusha Chala Alayan, Shaloye Tafel Chamar Min Iker. Period. Because the mother, which is the ikker carbon that you are makdish, that you do not have to wait at all right now for anything to happen. So to the baby, you do not have to wait for anything to happen. Period. That's the raya. Next statement. Taima delo yishalo yitafa chaman ikker. The reason here that that we proved it is because of this reason, that the secondary carbon, meaning the baby, shouldn't be chaman ikker. Aval hikdish zachar ledamav kadosh kedushas aguf. What happens if you were makdish a male animal? Zachar ledamav. Even though there should be kedushas aguf, and the Gemara talks about Isurei Durabanan related to this, that if you have a good animal that should be kedushas aguf, you shouldn't be makdish that kedushas damim. But let's say you did, hikdish zachar ledamav, kadosh kedushas aguf. It gains kedushas aguf. Rashi, third skinny line, hikdish zachar ledamav, sheyim karenu, the yavi bedamav ola. That was your kavana. You gave it. Who at smoke kadosh kedushas aguf yikrav ola? That's what the halach is. So the only reason that it didn't achieve kedusha before it shleiy tafel chamar ikker. But in this case, there's no ikker, there's no tafel. So you are makdish it as damim. So it automatically can achieve kedushas aguf if it's roi for it. That is one of the days in the Tanoim. And Messiah le Rava, da'amar Rava, hikter zachar le damim, kadosh kedushas aguf. That if you're makdish an animal that is ro'i to be hukrav on the Mizbeach, but you only have kedushas damim in mind, it's tough luck. It's automatic. It itself achieves kedushas aguf. Right? V'yakrav ola, and it's hukrav as an ola. Period. Okay, that was the diak that we had from the balmum, from the baby. The problem was tafel chamar min ikker, not an inherent problem with the baby. So mashba, without that issue, so then something else that would have kedushas damim could automatically turn into kedushas aguf, and that's a raya to Rava. Why did it say zachar? Hikdish zachar ladamim? There are the kavas that could also are karbanas. Why zachar? So Rashi says zachar ayil. I said zachar, one word, ayo, means a ram. And Rashi says a few lines later, lahach yinokat zachar dechazi la'ola. Mishum deruba demaisi carbon ola maisu. Rashi says, because most people bring olas, and that's why it says zachar. Rashi, a tosfis on top, also, lahach yinokat zachar dekarv hu atzmo ola. Because that itself is what is an ola. And the keva, olas are only males. Shlamims could be either one. But it's only males. If you look in the Shita Mekubetzes, there he has some lumdis. First Shita, Os Aleph. Vehiksha, amai davka zachar. Afilo hikdish nekeva nami. Ledamim takdish kedushas aguf. Umayshna? What's the difference? So the Shita Mekubetzes has an amazing havamina. Vyomari, denicho eliminkat zachar. Di avinoket behema stam hava amina dekacha kedusha shlamim. Ava kedusha chamura kulehai lo kacha. Ola has the most stringent, highest kedusha. So I might have thought that can't come automatically. That has to become directly from a hakdasha. Turning into an ola, maybe that's not good enough. Damim can't roll over into kedusha's guf of an ola. Only maybe shlamim, where some of it is eaten by the bailim. But ola is more chamor. That was the havamita. Kamash belan even ola. So Rashi and Tosfos, right, don't say that. Maybe they think, come on, it's all kedusha's guf. Ola is more chamor? Amazing havamina that the Shita Mekubetzes says right here. If you look further down, so that's why Dafka it says Ola. But now it says about 10 lines down in the Shita, he quotes, V'rashi piresh, de zachar hainu ayil. Zachar is ayil. It means a ram. Why ram? Doesn't zachar just mean male? Maybe it can mean a shor. Shor is also male. Rashi Dafka says zachar is ayil. Why? De ayil metargaminon dichra. Hikdish zachar kloma hikdish ayil. So Rashi, he's explaining Rashi. Rashi says ayil. It's got because ayil zachar is always a ram, right? That's what it means. And the Shita argues li nira the ma'ar yonakat ayil yosem yishor v'keves. Why ram more than an ox, more than a male sheep, right? So tsarich ian, he leaves it. Reishis bikurim. Reishis bikurim are Rav Weinberg. right? Rava, we mentioned him, Avram Weinberg, we mentioned from the Warsaw Ghetto. He says, no, he says, Vali Nira. He quotes, Vulai Mu'utaf Baze is a remez. Maybe there's a hint at here. Al pi mashevi Rashi parshas Pinchas b'shem Moshe Hadarshan. Right, we don't remember this Rashi. To parim elim ukvasim kineged Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Rashi and parshas Pinchas says each types of animals kineged a different parim kineged Avraham elim, right? Because Avram hevi bakar Yitzchak elim kineged Yitzchak ayil by the Akedah kvasim neged Yaakov. This week's parsha. Yaakov hifrid the kvasim by Lavan. V'hine gimel avos kineged Torah v'avodah v'gemilas chasadim. Right, the three avos, Avram is gemilas chasad, Yitzchak is avodah, Yaakov is Torah. K'moshe kasev amarah b'derech hachayim, the beginning of avos, v'kivan shestam avodah hu kineged Yitzchak, al karchach stam karban hu ayil. V'ze pirish Rashi, zachar ayil, t'haynu dichra shu kineged ayilo shel Yitzchak. Wow. Right? So what do we have? Why is Stam Karban Zachar is Ayil? Because you have the three Avos, Keneged, the three types of animals, Keneged, Torah, Gelukta, Avodah, Gemilas, Chasadim. So Avodah is Ayil, is Yitzchak. So Stam Avodah is Ayil, which is Yitzchak. And that's what Rashi says. Ruba, the Maisi Karban, Ola, Isi. The Alkarcha, Kshasas, Hevi, Ledugma, Stam Karban, Noket Ayil, V'Ola, L'Ramez, Al-Zeh. Baruch Hashem. To write the Sefer just for that Chiddush. Dayenu. Okay, here we continue. Says the two dots. Vashochtan bachutz patur. Somebody shechs in at one of these animals bachutz that had a mum kavua beforehand patur. So Rabbi Lazar maisni chayiv. Ooh, Rabbi Lazar has a different girsa. He learns chayiv in our Mishnah. If you shechted bachutz chayiv, but he's not talking about the Isra Shchut Echutz with kares. Totally different halacha. Umukila babamis yachid. He's talking about bringing it on a bamas yachid. In the time when one is allowed to bring a carbon on a bama, there is an iser lav, says Rabbi Eliezer, to bring a carbon that has a bamum. Bring a carbon that has a bamum on a bama. The Hamar of Elazar, minayin lezoveach. Ba behema ba'alas mum bebamas yachad b'shas heter bamas yubalos. I say, how do you know? Rabbi Lazar holds that if you shecht the balmum on a bama at a time when you're allowed to bring animals on a bama, how do you know this? It is a daraisa. Shneimar lo sizvak l'Hashem alokecha sharvaseh. Do not shecht to Hashem sharvaseh. Imenu inyan l'balma gadola dechsev iveres o shavur. A different pasuk already tells me you can't bring a balmum on the bama gadola. Right, in Givon and in Nov, v'chulu. Even on a Bamas Yachid, you're allowed to bring Karbanas. You can't bring a Balmum. Can't bring a Balmum on a Bamas Yachid. So that's the Chayiv. He has a Girsan Armishan of Chayiv. Referring to this Isser. Fine. So now the Gemara has five different possibilities. How do you know that this Pasuk is teaching me that you can't bring a Balmum of any Karban on a Bamas Yachid? Maybe it's specifically certain karbanos, which I might have thought you could bring even a balmum. I would have thought. So Gemara says, "Ema im eino l'inyan l'kachim taneo inyan l'bachar." Maybe it only has to do with bachar. Only by bachar there would be a havamina that you could bring it as a balmum. Salka daita chamina ho v'kadosh kishu balmum likarim nami kishu balmum kamash v'lan delo. Maybe the pasuk is only teaching me that even a balmum you're not allowed to bring. But not other karbanos, not other animals. Maybe only balmum you would have had a havamina that you could bring as a balmum, and that's what the Torah is coming to teach me, you can't. So Gemara says, no. Amri bachar behed yiksiv bei. Piseach oiver lotis bachenu. Bachar is his own pasuk, so that can't be what it's talking about, so it must be referring to all kachim. So the Gemara tries again. V'meino inyin l'kachim, today inyin l'maiser. Maybe Meiser, just like Bechor, the Saka Lada Chamina, Hov, a Kadosh Bemumo, Tichsiv, Loivaker, Bein Tov, Lara, Ubein Ra, Latov, Nikrav Nami Bemume, Kabash Melandelo. Maybe specifically by Meiser, there's a Havamina, that you can be Makrevit as a Balmum. Amazing Havaminas. Why should, just because it has Kedusha as a Balmum, there's a Havamina that you can be Makrev, a Balmum? It's amazing. All of these Havaminas. So, why don't you limit it to Meiser? So, Gemara says, no, Amri, Meiser, Nami, Gamar, Havar, Mi, Bechar. Meiser's learned that from Bechar. So, again, you don't need the Pasuk for that. So, you have to learn it for all Kachim. Again, the Gemara says, V'yema, Taneo, Inyan, L'Timuras, Kachim. maybe it only should apply by, the only havamina is by tumuras kachim, the sakadat hamina, hold the kedusha kshibalas mum, a animal that you try to switch the kedusha, tumura, it achieves kedusha even if it's a mamun, dichsiv, lo yachli fen of lo yamir oso, vechulu, the pasuk at the end of the chukosai, krave anami, kshibalas mum, kamash molandalo. And that's what the pasuk is teaching me, that a tamura animal is not hokrav when it's a balas mum. So amakra no, vahayahu usmaraso, makish tamuraso lo. We compare the two. Mahu balmum lo, af tamuraso balmum lo. We compare the tamura to the original animal. And therefore, you cannot compare it. That line might be important in lumdis to tamura. In tamura, the big issue, the hakira in Mesechas tamura is, when you have the second animal that gains its kedusha, does it gain its kedusha from what you're doing right now, the maisa tamura, or is its kedusha, does its kedusha have its roots in the original hakdasha? Every original hakdasha has in it the possibility of spreading to other animals later. So this might compare to it. How much do you compare the tamura animal to the original animal? Okay, next try. Maskav l'Rab Zera, Ema Taneo Inyan Levlados Kachim. Baby, I need a pasuk to teach me that a vlad of a carbon cannot be hooked up as a baal mum. The salkadai dechamina hoel v'kedoshin kishahein baalei mumin agavimon, since they have kedusha when they are baalei mumin, kishahein baalei mumin nami karvi kamash melandalo. There you might think that you can be makter of them even when they have a baal mum. That's the chiddush that you can't. Amar Rava, no. Kfar paska tana dever b'shmael. The tana dever b'shmael, he already said it. Rak kadashecha asher yu lecha unadarecha. That pasuk teaches me. Rak kadashecha elu hatemuros. Asher yu lecha elu havlados. Unadarecha. And your nedarim, your promises, hikishan akasav l'neder. They're compared to neder. Ma neder balmum lo, afhani nami balmum lo. So there is no possibility for us to limit this to any specific carbon. So Rabbi Elazar generalized it to all carbonas. That is an isser to be shecht and to bring bimakrav a baalas mum on a bamas yachid. On a bamas yachid, you get malchus if one does that. All these havaminas are amazing. That you would have had a havamina. There's never a baal mum that we bring out as a carbon. Never. And you would have had a havamina by all of these. The Gemara keeps going that just because it achieves kedusha when it's a balas mum, so too maybe it can be makrav as a baal mum. Kamash blan, no, there's no lamaskana, there isn't. But that is the havamina. Okay, two more minutes. The ain osin tamura, the case where, again, the ratio of the Mishnah, where there is kedusha, there is a mum kavua before it has hekdesh, so you redeem it, there is no tamura, so my taima, damakra, lo yachli fen of lo yamir v'chulu. You cannot switch it. Hashta rabbi tova martlo, tov barami ba'i. The pasuk says, you're not allowed to switch a bad animal for a good animal for a bad animal. So surely a good animal for a bad animal. So what does the Torah have to tell me going out of its way to say? You have to make sure not to switch a good animal for a bad animal. So it's obvious. Ella, tov me'ikaro osa tamura, ra me'ikaro ain osa tamura. So we have a drasha that only something tov me'ikaro, that's not a baal mum. Meikaro, that creates tamura, but not ra meikaro, which has a mum, that is not osa tamura. We'll stop here with just mentioning the shita of the Rambam, beautiful Rambam that has come up in the Parsha Shir, the last Rambam in the end of Hilchos Tamura, where the Rambam says HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows our kavanas, and tamura is basically to protect us, because after we're makdash an animal, many times we'll have second thoughts. Did I really want to be makdash it? Do I really want to give it? Maybe I'll give one next year. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you can't take it back. And even if you try to switch it, they're both kadosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that's what's good for us. And therefore, he makes this halacha. Yard Torah l'sof machsheves ha'adam v'ksas yitzro hara. Shetivo shel adam notel laharbos kinyano v'lachus al mamono. Everybody has rachmanis on their property. V'yafo bishen nadar v'hikdish efshe shechazer bo v'niche v'yifte b'pachas mishavyo. Amr Torah? No way. All these things are lakuf yitzro ulatakein deyosav. It's to be kofar, force our yitzer. And then he has the beautiful words, v'rov dine Torah. And most of the mitzvahs of the Torah. Einon ela etzos me'rachok migadol ha'etza. L'sakein ha'deyos uliyayisher kol ha'masim. Most words of Torah are wisdom from afar, from the great advisor. to make correct and make straight all of our actions and our deus. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue. Hashem, tonight, tomorrow morning, I can't give the daf, so I'm going to give it tonight after Ma'ariv, and there will not be a daf being shiur tonight because of I got to give the regular daf tonight. Okay, we'll stop here.